Hello.
Hello, Emily?
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Yes.
And I'm just calling to let you know we're going to be painting your roof this week.
What?
We're going to be painting your roof with ultraviolet ink.
I don't know what you're saying, what you're talking about.
We're going to be painting your roof with ultraviolet paint.
Why?
It's just something we're doing. It's just a thing we've got worked out with some people. But you don't have to pay for it or anything, but we're going to paint your roof for free.
Hold on, please.
Okay.
Roy, what's your last name?
Who? H-U.
What is your last... Hugh. Okay, hold on, please.
Yep, Hugh.
This is Roy Hugh, and he's going to be painting our roof.
Hello?
Oh, hey, Ron. No, I'm not painting the roof. We're going to send the workmen out to paint the roof.
Whose roof?
Your roof. On Wednesday. Wednesday morning, the workmen are going to be there. They're going to paint your roof.
No, I have no idea where you got my name from. I have a shingle roof.
I know. They're going to paint it, though. I'm with the Homeowners Association. This is Roy.
Why are you painting my roof?
You're not even going to be able to tell it's been painted. It's ultraviolet ink. So you won't be able to see it. It'll just be like a clear coating. You just don't want to walk on it, though. It's very slippery.
And you're with our Homeowners Association?
Yeah, with... This is Roy. So,
well, is this something that's doing... Are they doing this to all the houses?
Oh, no.
How come
oh,
I
no.
haven't heard of this?
Oh, I think we sent you a letter, probably. But no, we're just doing your house only. Only your house.
Why?
You know, just for reasons. Some kind of science thing.
Some kind of what?
Science thing. I'm not...
Science.
I don't understand it myself. I don't understand all this science stuff. But something to do with the Chinese government and microwave radiation. And ultraviolet ink. Ultraviolet paint.
Who on the POA board can I talk to about this?
Me. You can talk to me, since we're on the phone already.
No. You are not on the POA board. Who is on the POA board that I can speak to?
Close enough. I mean, you know, I can handle anything they can handle.
Roy, that's not close enough. I'm asking you a direct question. Give me the name of a person on the POA board.
Fred.
No such person's on our board.
Oh, you just don't know the board then. You don't know what you're talking about. Fred's been here for like 8 years now.
I think you don't know what you're talking about.
Anyway, there's no reason for us to get into it like this. I'm just letting you know we're going to paint your roof on Wednesday.
No, I'm letting you know you're not until I get further information about this.
Well, just look through your mail that's piling up on the table, because it's probably in there.
Our mail does not pile up. We open it every single phone number, Roy.
Okay, it's 2569.
64389.
Yeah, we happen to know that your mail does pile up all the time.
And how would you possibly know that?
Just, you know, because we're the Homeowners Association. We know what's going on in our own neighborhood. We know your...
No, you do not. You're calling the wrong person if you think you can pull this crap.
What crap? The roof mail?
I'll get both.
Oh.
I don't like your attitude, Roy. I really don't like it.
Well, you started it, because I was just calling to let you know about the roof, about the ultraviolet paint.
I will get back to you on this.
Okay, when?
Probably tomorrow sometime.
Can you hurry? Can you do it, like, early as possible? Because I don't have all day.
I'll get back to you as soon as I'm satisfied that this is a real deal.
Oh, it's real. It's real. They voted. The whole board voted. You'll see.
Yeah, I'm sure I will. Thank you very much. I'll get back to you, Roy.
Okay. Have a nice day.
All right.
Merry Christmas.
Goodbye.
Hope you had a good holidays. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Call Jim.